That's right. Drought is becoming more and more common in Ethiopia, and that's partly to do perhaps with climate change. Climate scientists are now predicting that by the year 2034, which will be the 50th anniversary of the famine, what we now are seeing as droughts will become normal, and that these types of droughts will be occurring in the region 3 years out of every four. So Oxfam believes that it's necessary and urgent that we shift our approach to prevent these types of climate shocks from developing into disasters, because these types of disasters will only push more people into emergency situations. So we need now to be investing in efforts to build communities' resilience before the disasters hit. And there's a number of means, types of programs that we can invest in under the rubric of what we call disaster risk reduction or disaster risk management in order to make this possible.
United Nations World Food Program said that $285 million will be needed for aid for Ethiopia. Do you think is it enough or not?
Well, it's I can't. I mean, World Food Program are experts, so I can't speculate as to if that will be enough. But what I can say is that millions of people are in need right now, and emergency assistance needs to go to them. But we're also saying that in the longer term, there needs to be a shift towards new policies to approach these types of risks so that people won't be pushed into extreme situations. People won't be pushed into extreme hunger. These are the types of solutions we're talking about, disaster risk reduction, which currently only represents a tiny fraction of the international aid that's being given. 0.14% of overseas aid is being allocated to tackling disaster risk, and we need to increase that in order to prevent these types of crises from happening in the future.